or Jovakill there or somebody else's body. You also heard police with Gunstein losing you. 311 with Prisoner. And Cheryl Crow with Tomorrow Never Dies. Never comes either, but Tomorrow Never Dies. They hear it. Yeah. Apparently it's meant to be sort of like, you know, U-Beat, Fantastic, all that sort of stuff. I mean, I don't know about you folks after out there, but I'm from, after seeing all, you know, Goldeneye and to a lesser extent, you know, the Living Daylights and all that sort of stuff, I'm beginning to get sick of all the cunning stunts that James Bond seems to be coming up with. I mean, the, you know, it's just like the old joke, you know, it's stunning, you know, cunning stunts and stunning, and all that sort of shit, you know, yeah. I mean, they're going to be running out of stunts, I mean, for crying out loud. I mean, that bit with the, just bit in Goldeneye where he jumps off the edge of the cliff on the motorcycle and leans in the plane. Now, come on. That was just, I mean, it looked good. I mean, I admit it was great, but, yeah, come on. I mean, forgive me for being a sad old fart, but I have to admit, I mean, the old James Bond movies were the best ones. I mean, give me Sean Connery any day of the week. Sean Connery knew how to play a James Bond. Pierce Brosnan, Timothy Dalton, they've got no idea. Even Roger Moore was better than them. Even George Lazenby in his only one performance was better than them. I could even say Peter Sellers in his only performance. But we don't want to mention Casino Royale because that was a bit of a, well... shame to be associated that with James Bond movies, actually. Ugh, yuck. Never owned that one in my collection. Yeah. In case you haven't heard already, or if you only just tuned into the show, this is 95.5 FM. My name's Jeff G. Turner. This is my last show here. Unless something strange happens, this should be my last show this evening, right now, right here. I've had enough. I'm flying the coop. I've been doing shows for 6 years, and I think it's 6 years is long enough. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get on. Well, might as well got to play some more music. I mean, after all, this is the last show. I'm going to try and get as much music as I possibly can in the time. I mean, if I wanted to, I could go to midnight tonight, but I don't feel like going to midnight because it's a standard Thursday night. Standard Thursday night rock. So I'm going to play some old stuff like I usually do. I pulled this CD out of the collection again. Bit of Eric Clapton and the Yardbirds, and this is a track of theirs called For Your Love.
Days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
even know just why. Sorry, 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 sorry that I didn't go last night. Had a day in September with a girl named Blood, and I just remember had a date with her.
I don't know why sometimes I get frightened. big money and teach the world to snuff the buyers and the liars. Hey, I know it's just a song, but it's fast for the recipe. This is a love attack. I know it, our body's back. It's just like any fat. It retracts before and back. And just like fashion, it's a passion for the wizard and hip. If you got the goods, they'll come and buy it just to stay in the click. So don't delay, act now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow the may, be out tomorrow. But if we are to shun, you might as well be walking on the sun. They spoke out and they broke out of recession and oppression. And together they toked and they poked out with guitars around a bonfire, just singing and clapping. Man, what the hell happened? And some were spellbound, some were hellbound, some they fell down, and some got back up and fought back against the meltdown. And their kids were hippie chicks, all hypocrites, because fashion is smashing the true meaning of it. So don't delay, act now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow them, may be out tomorrow. But if we off the shun, you might as well be walking on the sun. Handkerchief is soaked with the tears because a baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choke up and focus on the close up. Mr. Wizard can't reform, no god like Hocus Pocus. So don't sit back, kick back and watch the world get bushwhacked. News that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relate. Delay, act now, supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow them, may be out tomorrow. But if we off the shun, you might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he's still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed.